This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was she possessed? Was it an out-of-body experience? Or maybe she was just traumatized?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, why don't you share it with us? You can call it in at any time, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon.
Well, Carol Hughes, how you doing?
Good. One thing I never want said about me is, was she possessed?
Oh, I think my kids might have thought that 3 or 4 times as they were growing up. Mom, she's being possessed.
There she goes again.
Stay away from her.
She's like, her head's turning all the way around again.
She can see us. She's got eyes in the back of her head, you know.
This one's kind of a creepy story.
Well, I'll bet if it's about possession.
Yeah, I can't figure out what happened to her. So I'll be curious your take on this.
Okay,
here
let's
it is.
Go.
I have two stories for you that revolve around the same place. Here's a little history for you regarding this disturbing place that is frequently referred to as the Powder Factory. Its real name is Peter's Cartridge Company, and it's an old gunpowder factory from the mid-1800s to early 1900s. So when you think about an old gunpowder factory, obviously this next sentence will come as no surprise. It wasn't uncommon for people to die in explosions there or even lose limbs. Just think about it at that time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That was not uncommon.
Yeah. The old building has been dilapidated for decades as Peter's Cartridge Company went out of business. The powder factory is located in Kings Mills, Ohio, which is a northern suburb of Cincinnati. It's down a very treacherous road that has a nasty hairpin turn, completely surrounded by trees. And because it sits right on the river with minimal streetlights and is almost always shrouded in a dense fog, that's creepy.
Wow. This is setting the stage for this. This is creepy.
Due to the building being right next to the Little Miami River, they could never tear it down due to potential contamination of the water. And I hope it's Miami River. I know in Oklahoma they say like
Miami.
Yeah, Miami, which is stupid, but it's, well,
hey,
that's another podcast.
You know, I'm sure there's a reason.
Yes. There have always been reports of strange happenings and creepy things going on there. This makes the powder factory quite an attraction for teenagers to scare their friends or get involved with some ghost hunting. Here are my stories and experiences with this awful place. One evening, my friend Mike and I were out goofing off sometime after midnight. We were driving around as we usually did, and he decided we should take a trip past the old powder factory.
When we I'm going to stop you right here. Okay, your first mistake was to go out with a guy named Mike, because they are always going to take you to a powder factory or to someplace really scary. Mikes get into so much trouble. I'm just saying. To all you Mikes out there, you know I'm talking about you. You guys all get us in trouble.
Okay, especially in younger days, like they were the ones. Goodness. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
So yes, she should have known better than to go out with Mike after midnight. And when he said, let's go past old powder factory, she should have said, I'd like to go home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We came down the hill around the hairpin turn, and I saw the creepy and familiar sight of the huge tower branded with a P. I always get a chill when driving past it. I have frequently seen faces in second-story windows where there is no floor remaining and things like that.
Oh, my gosh.
We drove past the building and up the hill. Now, all we had to do was turn around and drive back down the hill to get back to civilization. As we came back to the hill, the car began to accelerate at an incredible speed. We were flying down the curvy hill surrounded by trees, nearing 70 miles an hour.
And she's screaming, quit it, Mike. Quit it, Mike. Mike. And he's like, I'm not doing anything.
Mike. As I watched my friend repeatedly slam his foot on the brake to no avail. Bear in mind, this car was brand new and did not yet have 10,000 miles on it. I could see we were approaching the bottom of the hill rapidly, and I was in a panic. He gave the brakes one last try, and miraculously, they worked. The car came to a screeching halt just mere inches from the guardrail, which would have led us through a forest of trees and into the river.
Oh, my gosh.
That was... Oh. I'd had to change my clothes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
My second experience there was even more terrifying. My friend Jessica, her husband Justin, my boyfriend Steve, not Mike, and I all decided to make a trip to the powder factory, as Steve had never been. I reluctantly agreed to go, but felt very uneasy about it. We left my car behind in a parking lot, piled into Justin's car, and took off. On the way there, I expressed my concerns and warnings, to which the boys met me with skepticism. To my dismay, Justin pulled into the small gravel lot across from the powder factory entrance and parked. He and Steve insisted upon getting out of the car. I adamantly refused to accompany them and voiced my protest at the pit stop. They insisted they wouldn't be long and Jessica and I could remain in the car. The boys got out and shut the doors behind them. I was freaking out at this point, as I had never done more than drive past the building. Jessica was doing her best to reassure me and told me to take a deep breath and close my eyes. I took a deep breath. I let my head fall to the left and towards the window. Just before my eyes closed, I saw a man standing outside the car. He was wearing overalls and a burlap hat. I was unable to see his face. I began to scream in terror, but when I opened my eyes, he was gone. Jessica was attempting to soothe me, but wasn't having any luck. Meanwhile, the boys were just standing outside the car on the gravel lot, completely motionless and staring at what appeared to be nothing. We waited for what felt like an eternity before they returned to the car. They mentioned something about having heard dogs or wolves howling, and almost felt like they were in a trance. We all agreed it was weird and moved on. I was very eager to get the hell out of there. Justin started the car and began to pull out of the lot. He decided to drive up the hill and turn around rather than just pull out and head back the way we came. Sometime between then and turning around, I passed out. When I awoke, I could feel that the car was moving. However, I knew something wasn't right. I was unsure if my eyes wouldn't open or if I was blinded for the moment because all I saw was darkness. I wanted to scream, but I found I was unable to make a sound or move in any way. This lasted for several minutes until we reached the parking lot where we had left my car. That is terrifying.
Okay, so did it just, when they got out and away, then it just lifted?
she kind of passes out, basically. Like, is
passes
kind of,
out.
Well, kind of passes out, but she's not passed out because she's aware of what's going on, but is also aware that she can't move
but
or make
can't
a sound.
See.
And can't
she can't see.
See,
so she doesn't know if she's blind,
so
right?
They
she
got
doesn't know.
To her car, and then it continues. I got out of the car and immediately lit up a cigarette, so she had snapped out of it by that point.
Yeah.
Well, or not.
I'd need a cigarette too, and I don't even smoke.
I don't even approve of smoking, but I would have to do that.
But I would light one up right there.
I was feeling odd, but I couldn't put my finger on it, aside from still feeling terrified that I was just paralyzed for several minutes. I remember walking along the border of the drainage ditch at the end of the parking lot and coming back. I don't remember exactly what happened at this point, but according to my friends, the following transpired. They all rushed to get me as I was beating on the driver's side door and window of my car, screaming, "Get it out! Just get it out!" Jessica had the idea to reach into the car and grab a pair of sunglasses that belonged to a friend of mine who had passed away a few years prior. So Jessica must have known about this and known that she always had the sunglasses in her car.
Yeah, yeah.
Once she handed them to me, my legs got weak beneath me. I fell to a cross-legged position on the ground. I was shaking and rocking back and forth, clutching the sunglasses for dear life. Eventually, I looked up, and right across from me was the drainage ditch. I saw myself standing at the end of the ditch, and then I watched myself walk along its border and about halfway down the length of it. I then saw myself looking into the ditch and then falling into it completely lifeless. I don't know if this was a true out-of-body experience or if perhaps I was hallucinating due to the traumatic paranormal experience. Eventually, I returned to normal, though I'm not quite sure when. I do know that I have never stopped at the powder factory since that night, nor will I ever do so. This is without a doubt the most frightening paranormal experience I have ever had. Just thinking about it gives me chills straight up my spine. As of right now, they are in the process of turning the old powder factory into apartments. I know I wouldn't live there if it were the last place on earth. I hope you guys enjoyed my stories. I'd love to hear your feedback. I look forward to hearing my story on your podcast. I have lots more stories and plan to submit them also over time. Thanks for creating this awesome podcast. Take care. So I did, out of curiosity, I Googled this place, and the original pictures of it are creepy, and it has been turned into apartments since.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I wrote it down, so I'll Google it too after a while because I want to see what it looks like.
So it's really creepy, and after hearing this story, and I Googled too, like, I can't remember, it might be the Powder Factory Apartments, I can't remember, the Powder Cartridge Apartments, I don't remember.
Peter's
Cartridge. I'll go up here.
Factory.
To the beginning of the story. Peter's Cartridge Company.
Company, okay.
Yeah, and so the apartments look perfectly fine, and I Googled haunted apartments. Like, I Googled a number of different things, and I couldn't find any stories about them being haunted. Being what it was and knowing people died in this building and some real traumatic experiences happened because, you know, a gunpowder factory in the 1800s, early 1900s, you know, safety wasn't really a thing back then.
Right.
And there wasn't like they had good control over gunpowder. And that was common in factories like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was a lot of trauma and a lot of really dark things attached to the building. So I don't think I would want to live there, even especially now that I've heard the story. If I ever happen to move there, I'd be like, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I want to pick apart a couple things.
Okay.
Okay. So they pull up into the gravel driveway. I can hear the noise, right? They pull in there and the boys get out. They're standing not just right by the car, but within close range of the car. Is that
Sounds
right?
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Now, they seem to be oddly just in a trance.
That's what it said.
And then she looks up and sees an old guy, burlap hat.
And overalls, which sounds like a guy overalls. Who worked there.
And then he just kind of disappears, but she sees him, scares the crud right out of her.
Mm-hmm.
The other girl, Jessica, doesn't.
I don't think Jessica picked up on anything.
Yeah, because she wasn't in a trance and she didn't see that guy.
Which is good because Jessica needed to be
the
one with her shit together.
But then the guys seem to kind of snap out of it and come back. They take her, then she goes into some sort of trance thing. So she wasn't the only one who did it by the sounds of it.
And do you think that maybe, you know, she has so much connected to the place? Like the first story about the car could be paranormal, could be that something was wrong with the brakes of the car. Even
and it
if
could
it's new.
Be some guy named Mike is trying to scare the crap out of her.
Right.
But probably not.
But, you know,
sounds of where it stopped.
Yeah, I would probably come to the same conclusion that we just went to this haunted place. Then that happened. I would personally probably think they're connected as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the second story that, you know, I just wonder if she has so much, she picks up on so much from that building that maybe it was just way too much for her and anxiety, emotions, fear, all of the things kind of played in and kind of was like the perfect storm of emotions. And she saw something paranormal on top of it. Maybe it was just too much for her mentally.
Do you think that she did kind of do an astral projection?
I don't know, because it's kind of what it sounds like. She said she saw herself doing all those things.
Yeah, but like some weird out-of-body experience was taking her to this drainage ditch.
Yeah, and she said, though, that she when she got out of the car, she lit up the cigarette. And
so she seemed a little better right there.
That she said, I remember walking along the border of the drainage ditch at the end of the parking lot and coming back. So she had previously walked there, so maybe, you know, if I'm trying to debunk it, maybe it was... Yeah, everything was really traumatic. She had just walked along the drainage ditch. Maybe she was kind of in a dream state. I don't know. But once again, you know, it all seems connected to this place.
Yeah.
So I don't have a really great explanation for any of it, but I do think she needs to not go to the apartments. Like if somebody has a party there, she just needs to make up an excuse. I got plans, got to work late, whatever. Like I wouldn't go. Because sometimes I think that there are buildings and places that almost sense you. Like they know that.
Oh, I agree.
That they can get to you.
Yeah. But I would like to know the story from the guy's point of views, because it sounded to me like they might have had somewhat of an experience similar.
The one I feel bad for is poor Jessica. She's just trying to hold it together, I'm going to guess. Like the guys are in a trance. Her poor friend's in the car, passed out, not knowing that she's totally conscious, but just can't communicate. And then Jessica's like the one that's like, reaches in the car to get the sunglasses. It's like, maybe she wants this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Jessica's side of it too, because Jessica would be like, that was the weirdest night ever.
Yeah. I would like to hear, because she would have been watching the whole thing unfold. Yeah. I would like to get it from Jessica's point of view, too. And before anybody named Mike or Steve, and I'm going to throw Steve into the mix, too, in this one, thinks that we're like being mean to Mike and Steve. So we are totally not. We love guys named Mike and Steve. And that is part of the problem. You also darn good looking. Oh.
Well, that's what you say. But I've also had some bad experiences dating guys named Steve. More than one guy named Steve. And you had bad experiences with guys named Mike.
And we're just teasing, because there are really terrifically good Mikes and Steves out there. But like I said, the problem is you get us into trouble because you're also darn good looking.
I'm not even going to agree with that. I just decided
Mike and
years
Steve
ago,
I know is good looking.
It was like, I could never date another guy named Steve. I just can't. It's like if I met some guy and I'm like, he seems nice. I'm like, hi, what's your name? He's like, Steve. I can't date
you're
you.
You're like, oh, man. Can dang, I call you by so your good middle looking. Name? That's what you would think, because they're good looking. They're good looking.
Do you ever go by another name? Please say yes. Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.